Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Before we finish, Colette, it's an unusual request. Go ahead, Colette.
Oh, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Joe, I have an elderly grand-aunt who's 83 on her next birthday, and she's in hospital at the minute. And every time when I talk to her on the phone, she says, would you bring me in a family album or a DeMart catalogue? And I kind of tried to explain to her that there's no such a thing anymore. You know, the way that they're all online now. If you want to go online, you have to order from the, I think it's called Littlewoods now.
Littlewoods. So it's a bad line, Colette. But what you're saying is, when you say family album, or your aunt says family album, she doesn't mean
a
family.
Yes, that's what it was called.
And explain, it's not your family photograph of your album.
No, a family album is the catalogue company where she would have bought clothes from years ago. And then it became Kay's after it was family album. Became Kay's, and then it became Littlewoods.
Exactly. And I presume Littlewoods are still going, especially during the pandemic.
Yes, they are. And I rang them the other day, but they don't like Argos. They're not doing any catalogues anymore. They're finished. The catalogues have finished, they said, 2 years ago.
Oh, it's all online?
Yes, it's all online. But she, and as I said, you know, she wants the hard catalogue, and it doesn't matter. That's what I was hoping. Maybe some listener out there may have an old one. It doesn't matter how old they are, whether they're from the 80s or 90s. She just loves looking at the pictures of the clothes in them.
Isn't that a pity that they've stopped printing the catalogues?
Oh, it's terrible, because it's lovely to look back on them.
Like, what do people say? The Argos catalogue used to be like a book of dreams.
Absolutely, you know, a book of wishes for Christmas.
A book of wishes, yeah.
And you'd look, it was like the shopping list.
And you'd spend hours going through the jewellery
just
incredible. Absolutely. And the toys and the Lego and then all the electrical goods and then all the DIY. It's incredible.
Yeah, and then, you know, usually after Christmas there was always great sales. So some of the things would be half price after Christmas. So if you didn't get them at Christmas, you could get them afterwards.
The Argos catalogue apparently has been going, it's now finished as well. There was 93 editions. It was going for 50 years. And at one stage, they were, when the riots were on in the UK, some of the rioters actually broke into Argos to rob the catalogues, even though they're free. They were free.
Well, they had other uses, Joe.
I know, the 2,000 pages, you're right. They'd have use as a
between
weapon.
The telephone books and the Argos catalogues, years ago when I was in college in Dundalk, when we didn't have a lot of money and we were running out of money Thursday evening, they were a great thing for the fire. They kept you warm. A couple of Argos catalogues and a few telephone books in the fireplace.
That would keep you going.
Yeah, absolutely. And then if you really got bad, you usually took the little wooden lats out of the hot press.
But you know how many Argos catalogues were put into circulation over the 50 years? Over 1 billion.
Over 1 billion.
So surely we can find, I don't know how many family albums, as that catalogue was known as.
Or Kay's. Well, we're Kay's. She's interested in, not so much Argos. So it's family albums,
okay.
Kay's or Littlewoods.
Okay, that's the plea today. Okay, family albums, Kay's or Littlewoods. Okay.
And it doesn't matter how old they are, it's just the pictures that she enjoys.
Now, she has dementia, as you say, but she's still... Has she lost
very mild, thank God.
Has she lost the ability to read and write?
I wouldn't say lost it. It might never have been great.
Okay, but she could manage enjoying going through a catalogue page by page.
Yes, she'd mark the things and she'd tell me, order that for me and get me this and order that.
And does she live with you?
She does. She lives with me for the last 25 years, yeah.
And how did that happen?
Ah, look, she came for a long weekend. It was a long weekend.
Oh, brilliant. But what about Oxendale's catalogues?
Yeah, absolutely. She'd love that either, yeah. But it's only just the last couple of days.
But the main thing is catalogues. We try and get a nice package for her.
It doesn't matter. Please be aware, anybody that's listening. It doesn't make any difference if they're 89, 90, 92. It doesn't make any difference. She doesn't care about that.
Okay. We'll do our best and we'll let you know tomorrow. That's Colette. Somebody mentioned the meaning of life earlier on. And again, the Mary Lou interview, Mary Lou McDonald interview, the Vicky Phelan interview of the meaning of life are still up there, as is Blind Boy. They're up there on the player, and the Harry Crosby one is going out this Sunday night at 10:30. Back tomorrow at 1:45. Sean O'Gorman produce, and Ray Darcy's next.